I was watching the president's press conference the other night, and he brought up some things that he was hoping would permanently change after the coronavirus pandemic. He was emphatic about the end of the handshake. He said he never understood the handshake or why we did it, and he hoped we wouldn't have to do it again. The handshake is so central to the way we communicate in business. It got me wondering about the history of handshakes, what they communicate, and what would happen if we did end this customary interaction with others. Before you shake someone else's hand, consider your options. The handshake is believed by some to have originated as far back as the caveman days as a gesture of peace by demonstrating that the hand holds no weapons. The Romans, however, liked to hide daggers in the arms of their robes, so instead of a handshake, they would grab each other's sleeves when they met to figure out the other's intentions. Most people today will extend a handshake upon meeting, greeting, parting, congratulating, expressing gratitude, or as a public sign of completing a business or diplomatic deal. Athletes use handshakes to show good sportsmanship. In general, handshakes communicate trust, respect, balance, and equality. Different countries and cultures have various customs around how the handshake is executed and by whom. For example, in the United States, a traditional handshake is firm, always executed with the right hand, along with good posture and eye contact. In contrast, the Japanese prefer a weak handshake that they typically only use to greet non-Japanese. When they greet each other, it's with a formal bow with the hands open by their sides. Fist bumps became a popular casual handshake replacement after the 2009 swine flu pandemic. Handshakes are known to spread a number of microbial pathogens. A study actually discovered that fist bumps and high fives spread fewer germs than a handshake. The pitch challenge today: if handshakes become passé after COVID-19, how can you still communicate trust, respect, balance, and equality in greeting other professionals? Now is a great time to adopt a new habit in the midst of current social distancing orders. Will you bow like the Japanese? In yoga, we utilize a namaste at the beginning and end of a practice, which is Hindi, Sanskrit, meaning to bow to you. If handshakes become unsafe, don't dismay. History and culture shows us there are many ways to use body language to convey acceptance and trust. Even a smile and a slight nod of the head can go a long way.